News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Also on 93.3 FM in Manhattan Junction City, 93.7 FM Wamego. Welcome into In Focus. It is Tuesday, October 27, 2015. I'm Eric Stone, joined by your host, Kathy Dawes.
And we have quite a crew in here from Pottawatomie County. We have Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Pat Waxelman, Administrator Robert Reese, the new Public Works Director, Peter Clark, and also Health Director Leslie Campbell. And welcome all four of you here today. I guess we'll lead off with Peter, because we've been talking the last several weeks about Pottawatomie County having a new Public Works Director. And I will say that you're not new to our studios. Peter Clark, of course, used to work for the City of Manhattan. But we welcome you today, Peter. And I'm sure you're just kind of getting your feet wet, off and running, I'm sure, but maybe some of your thoughts about being the new Public Works Director.
Exactly. I feel very privileged to have the opportunity to be the Public Works Director for Pottawatomie County. It's been a kind of a whirlwind 2 weeks since I started back in on October 12th. I've spent a lot of time getting to know the staff, getting to understand some of the projects that are going on and some of the current issues that we're dealing with in Pottawatomie County. I'm really excited because upon getting to start working here, I've gotten to know the staff, and I realized that first and foremost, I have a great staff. Jim Jenkins, who's the Assistant Public Works Director, has been really great at introducing me to all the different things that are going on. He's very professional. He's a great guy, and he's been holding down the fort for the Public Works Department since Lou Lowry left, and he's done a great job at that.
And as I often will mention when I have these folks in, Pottawatomie County, really one of the biggest counties, or is the biggest county area-wise? Am I right about that? Pretty close to it, Robert.
No, it is pretty large. I don't think it's the biggest.
May not be the biggest, but I mean, when you talk about the road network, there's a lot of roads to take care of.
That's correct.
Peter?
Yes, we have over 1,000 miles of road within the county, whether it be paved road or gravel road, and that involves a lot of work. A lot of effort to be able to maintain everything and keep it up to a standard that is acceptable to the people who live in Pottawatomie County.
A lot of challenges, and I know, of course, with cutbacks from the state, I'm sure you're having to look at things a little differently, but you're ready for the challenge, I'm guessing.
Exactly. Just like everyone else, the cities and the counties, we all rely a bit on the state to help us out with a number of different road projects and bridge projects. We still have quite a bit of help from the state. Working with local projects for bridges and for safety projects. But as always, when that money starts to dwindle a little bit, we can feel the pinch. And we're always looking for opportunities to leverage that KDOT money when it is available.
I know you haven't been there long, but maybe some priorities, goals, just some general ideas of what the next step is for you?
I think one of my kind of an overarching goal is the quality of life for the citizens of Pottawatomie County. I want to make sure that we do a good job of taking care of all the physical areas around the county to help them have a great quality of life, whether it be their drive in, wherever they're going to work, or however the transportation, whether it be the bridge or the roads, how they affect them as they go about doing the things they do every day. There's a number of other areas of public works that we also have, such as the landfill, the solid waste. We also have the water and sewer that we work on in the Blue Township area, and also the county sanitarian system. Scott Schwinn and how he helps administer all the sanitary needs throughout the county. So there's a pretty wide range of ways that we can affect the way people live in the county, and we're trying our best to help people meet a certain level of quality of life that they want to have.
And sometimes I think people forget, but the City of Manhattan really is in both Pottawatomie and Riley County. So you're still kind of a part of Manhattan, I guess we could say.
In some ways, I guess you could say that. We have a lot of things that we do together. There's a lot of involvement one with another, especially with the way that we do sewer on the west side of the county. A lot of the sewer is in the Blue Township Sewer District eventually goes into the City of Manhattan's sewer treatment plant. So we do have to cooperate quite a bit and make sure that we work together so that we can handle all the needs in that regard for the Blue Township area.
Now, I know, and maybe I've been taking it for granted because I've worked with you quite a bit before, but, you know, tell us about your background, where you come from, some of the things you've been doing.
Well, my background is mostly in transportation engineering. I came to the City of Manhattan and back in 2009 got an opportunity to come back to the region. I graduated from K-State in 2006, and when I had the chance to come back here to the area in 2009, I jumped on it. And I worked with the City of Manhattan until just recently, did mostly transportation engineering, traffic engineering. I was in charge of the stoplights here in Manhattan for a while, and I'm sure there's many people who may think about the stoplights and how well they work, and we did our very best, and we do our very best on that. Hopefully, don't judge too harshly on my abilities based on how well they get to drive through every single traffic light. But we did quite a bit of work here in Manhattan that time I was here. Also worked extensively with the bike and pedestrian groups here in Manhattan. Definitely gave me a different flavor, a different aspect, and of what I can do and what I know about. And it's given me a perspective to be able to think outside the box a little bit about all the different needs, not just bikes and pedestrians, but thinking of some of the non-traditional needs that may be out there for people's transportation throughout, and I'll be able to use that in the county also.
Well, let's turn to Pat as commission chair and some of his thoughts about Peter Clark and, the hiring process. And here he is. He's been with you for a couple of weeks, and just some of your thoughts.
Well, we're happy and I think fortunate to have him here. Just looking forward to kind of see what the near future brings and kind of which direction we're going. And yesterday we had a pretty extensive visit with some folks on some road concerns, they're around Wamego on gravel roads. And, it's just an area that, I'm going to say as time goes, time will tell, on how things work out. And it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of things going on as far as, the water over here on the west side of the county getting for Blue Township. And then, we've got other areas over by Jeffrey on the roads that need to be addressed, and just a lot of things going on that, we need to address, maybe baptism by fire type deal.
Well, and there are a lot of rural roads, and that might be just a little different for you, Peter, although I don't know if you've had experience with that. And I will say it's interesting, whenever we talk about roads, and I don't care if it's Pottawatomie County, Riley County, or the City of Manhattan, that's when our phones tend to ring, which I guess I should mention numbers. 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. But I know your predecessor, Lou Lowry, sometimes when he would come in, the phones would ring. And, people are always concerned about the roads that they travel on a daily basis.
Yes, when you deal with gravel roads, the amount of maintenance that's required to keep those to a standard that is acceptable, it's pretty extensive. You have to have a lot of man hours out there making sure that those gravel roads keep their, the geometry. I like to use the word geometry, the shape that they're supposed to have so that you can feel comfortable as you're driving on those roads and you feel safe. When you have a paved road, like we typically see in some of the more urban areas, those roads don't require as many man hours on a regular basis to keep up. And that's one of the things that we work real hard on is having the man hours, having the staff out there on those roads, having the heavy equipment blading the roads, keeping them smooth, keeping them in the right geometry so that everyone can operate their vehicle safely. Along with that comes with, that rock, that gravel, getting pulverized and turned into dust. And then you see in these dry conditions like we've experienced for the last month or so, an extensive amount of dust. And we do administer a dust suppressant program that we try to use every year to help mitigate some of that dust. Starting this spring, we'll probably see applications open back up for individuals to apply and receive some suppressant on their roads for a nominal fee. And we're hoping to expand our ability to administer that program to as many people as possible. And that material only lasts for a certain amount of time. We hope that it lasts longer, but sometimes it determines by the weather conditions how long that material will keep that dust down. And as you can see, we're in October now, and that suppressant for 2015 was put down in the spring, and many of that stuff is wore off, and now you're back to dusty conditions again. So we're in many ways praying for a little bit of rain, not a ton, but a little bit of rain that helps to knock that dust down.
I know, and Pat mentioned you did too, the water sewer. I mean, those are other things folks are concerned about too. And so, as you mentioned, that'll be a priority also, working towards some of those ends, and especially as growth seems to be continuing.
Exactly. As growth continues, and I know that Pottawatomie County has been recipient of an extensive amount of growth over the last year, couple of years, and probably will continue to see it. We have to be very cognizant of the needs to upkeep the sewer and the water systems so that we can, you know, handle the amount of growth that we want to have, be able to maintain the level of service that we would like to have for all those different facilities.
And I know, Pat, we've talked with you before, too, about, you know, obviously there's always equipment needs and things you need to keep up with. And I remember that one system that you were real excited about. I want to say it's kind of a GPS-type system where you monitor folks, and I guess that's in place, or?
Yeah, that's been in place for the last, I'm going to say, 2 or 3 months, which we expanded to the dump trucks, pickup trucks, just trucks that are used more and more on a day-to-day basis, I think. Originally, it was put on the 12 blades that, you know, we have that go throughout the county. But it gives you a lot of, where the trucks are at all times. It actually buzzes or rings if a truck actually goes out of the county. So, you know, you can check and kind of see what's going on there. And it's a big maintenance help, you know, on as far as what maintenance records and everything like that. So. Just a lot, you know, a lot of things that we've tried to do that, you know, make our work, you know, more economical, but yet maybe get a little more done at the same time.
Robert, anything more to add on the public works note? I mean, obviously, Peter's here, and I'm sure, you know, they're learning curve a little bit, although it sounds like he's hit the ground running.
Well, he has. And there was really kind of no choice because of the activity that we have in our county, but Peter knows as well as anybody that, probably the main key for success up there is the asset management and balance, and you'll need both to be successful in trying to provide those services throughout the county, the several hundred square miles and the, you know, hundreds and hundreds of miles of roads that we have there. So it's a challenging and rewarding opportunity for him, and he expressed that, and so... he'll do fine.
Just in time for winter. How are we doing on supplies, Peter?
I think we've done a good job of stockpiling material that we'll need for the winter operations. Between snow operations and providing, you know, the necessary material that goes on the road, and being prepared for any damage to roads that happens during that operation. I think we got ourselves prepped and ready. I'm excited for engaging, and as we continue to find ways to improve how we do snow operations, I'm really looking forward to finding ways to engage the public and know how we can best serve them, you know, through our operations. And I know that snow operations is always something that everyone is extremely interested in and wanting to make sure it works well for them because it hits home. A lot of the road work, sometimes it doesn't necessarily impact you directly, and maybe a pothole or a area of road that's a little bit washed out may be an inconvenience, but it may bother you a little bit, but it's not as big a deal as when you have snow that doesn't allow you to get to work. So we're very, very cognizant of that being a big issue and wanting to handle it appropriately.
A lot of bridge work, and I don't know if Pat maybe has an update since he's been more heavily involved. Any bridge updates that we want to provide? I know the Bellevue Bridge, I've sat in on some of those meetings, but just anything else that we want to remind people kind of ongoing?
Well, that's always, you know, on the front burner, not the back burner, is that Bellevue Bridge. And we've, the sheriff did a little bit of a traffic count on it here for me a while back, and I've got those numbers, and, you know, we'd really like to get a patch that actually goes clear across, not clear across lengthwise, but widthwise of that bridge, to kind of a patch that we can base how it comes out of the winter on, you know, a true cross-section of the thing that we can kind of look and see how it comes through the winter and you know, what spring brings. And we've got a bridge on Rockingham that was a grant-funded bridge, and I think it's just about ready to go under construction. We've just got done a couple, 2 or 3 months ago with the bridge over Flint Rock that was funded a lot by FEMA that the flood, you know, took out a little bit, damaged it. Along with, we've got a bridge just west of Wamego on 6th Street that they've been doing some repairs on. Yeah, it's a never-ending deal. It just seems to keep going, and I think there's a bridge up around Havensville that they're working on at this point in time also, that they've got detoured around somewhat, some way. So
we need to probably go ahead and go to a break. It's now 9:21. We don't want to forget Leslie. I know she's been very patiently waiting there, too. We want to chat with her because I know she has several events coming up. Leslie Campbell, Health Director for Pottawatomie County, again with us, in addition to Leslie and Peter Clark, the new Public Works Director. We have Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Pat Waxelman and Administrator Robert Reese. It's your chance to call if you have questions having to do with Pottawatomie County. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.